everyone. Welcome back to your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host for this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. Let's talk about perfectionism. You know, many of us who diligently seek to do good in the world and for others also inherently have a strain of perfectionism. I want to do it just right. It's important not only to have a goal, whether a broader one or even a smaller one in our day-to-day life, but it's important for us to achieve it at its best, to have it absolutely flawlessly executed. But how often does this kind of perfectionism either stall us out before completing something, burn us out in the doing of it, or maybe make us so rigidly focused that we're inflexible, as well as maybe stressed out about what we're attempting to do, or may I add, to be? We try to do things to a degree of human perfection, which is an impossibility, really. And we also end up judging ourselves based on some level of being a perfect mortal and falling short of that goal. We strive for perfection, which is a good goal, but we may also end up feeling inadequate when we don't reach it or stray from it, or when we compare our sense of what that perfection looks like to what others may be doing or being. The spiritual fact is that you are perfect. You are created by God to be just who you are. That is perfection. You have the qualities of God, good, life, love, that blend in sweet harmony in just the way it should for you to be perfectly you. So accept that who you are is the perfect you, and that while you may seek to see all aspects of that more clearly, maybe express it more honestly and confidently and gratefully, you are in fact just right as you are. You are at the heart of you, in your essence, exactly what God, the perfect designer, made you to be. And when we start with that knowledge, that awareness, we can relax into our lives and be and do what each moment brings us to be and do. Mastering human perfection doesn't need to be our goal, and it does put off enjoyment sometimes and completion and a sense of peace. What we can do is be the perfect receiver of what this divine moment has to offer. This is not striving to be beyond reproach or mistake, but simply asking of this moment, what can I do best now, and how can I best do it? As I am, because I'm actually prepared with all that I need in this moment to do this right now. We can be more about treasuring moments than about aspiring to perfect conclusions. Perfection in an end product, you know, is often it's falsely rendered in our thought, because variables will come in along the way. Inspirations that dawn and new information, new goals and ideals, they're going to mold that goal and task, whatever it is, into something different, probably anyway. There may seem to be an absolute ideal of perfection, but what might be the perfect end result, you know, maybe for a piece of art or a job finished, a letter we have to write, or even a conversation that we're having with another, what may seem right for one situation or person or time may not at all be what is just right in the end for what's going on now with us in this place and down the road as well, to bless us and to bless others. The book of James in the Bible offers this helpful advice in its first chapter. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And it goes on to say that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So this perfection we seek has to do with patience and listening and following. It's that receptivity that's open to direction and guidance. and is given this instruction as needed without judgment that we should have already known it or done it or been there. As I said before, you know, perfectionism is not a bad quality in that it means we aspire to doing the best we can. But if we let it stymie us from really finishing what we start or in being flexible to other outcomes or ways of doing things, or if we get too much in judgment of ourselves, then we're really missing that real sense of perfection that comes from doing not only what we think is the perfect thing, but what truly is the perfect thing, the right one at the right time in the right way. So be the seeker after perfection that you are, looking beyond the human picture to those right qualities you seek to know more and express better. And start by settling into the fact of your own perfectness already. No need to prove anything by some demonstration of flawless precision and order and control in human experience. You are already just glorious the way God made you. When we accept this truth of our being, we live more in tune with our genuine selves. And not only is that much more comfortable and freeing, it also means that we're naturally harmonizing with others as well, because we're being what God intended, living a life and a creation that He made perfectly for you and for all of us to discover and to live. And all this goes back to some of those key principles that I just love to repeat. So stay in the moment with openness and without judgment. Recognize your own innate worth. And be consciously grateful for the good that you have and are, and let that gratitude dissolve the focus on what you think you aren't and what you think you need. So that's about it for today. I'm not seeking perfection here either. I just wanted to share a few thoughts to get you going. I would certainly love to hear from you with questions or thoughts of your own, or if you want to work with me on discovering your divine purpose, cultivating your spiritual life, or just moving forward in a way that feels more free and right and satisfying, then reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. You can message me on Facebook, or you can contact me through my website, beingfreenow.com. I hope you have a perfect weekend, and we'll see you next week.